come in. I'll be right with you in just a second. Oh, okay. What can I... Oh. Hi. Hey. It's you. Of course I remember you. You used to come here all the time. Every other day, practically. It's been a while since I last saw you. We all started getting a little worried about you when you stopped coming around. You've just been busy lately. The holidays will do that to a person. Well, I'm glad that you decided to come by. Are you seeking refuge from the cold? It's freezing outside. I was late to work today because of how long it took me to get the ice off my windshield. Well, you've come to the right place. What can I get for you? Your usual? Yeah, of course I remember your usual. Why do you doubt me so much? You look cold. Why don't you sit at the counter on this stool right here? It's right under the heating vent, so you should warm up in no time. There we go. That's more like it. Look at that. The color is already returning to your face. You were looking a little blue. You came on a good day. Yeah, it's quieter than usual. It's a good day to find a cozy spot and just lounge around for a while. Even for like a few hours if you wanted to grab a book or a newspaper or something. Thankfully, we're sheltered away from all the craziness outside. Have you finished all your Christmas shopping? Well, there's still plenty of time. I haven't even started on mine. Which is not good, because I come from a huge family. 12 siblings. Yeah. I don't know how in the world I'm gonna come up with 12 different gifts, but I might have to just, like, take ideas from that one Christmas song. You know the one, the, 12 days of Christmas, 12 gifts. The turtle doves and geese and swans or something, however that song goes. I don't know what I'm talking about. Probably not the best idea in any case. Here's your drink, just as you like it. It's hot, so careful. Don't burn your tongue. Hey, I know that this is more of a bartender type of thing to ask, but are you okay? You seem a little, I don't know, is it all the Christmas talk? Come on now, don't tell me you don't like Christmas. I never took you for a Grinch. Actually, I'm sorry. That was insensitive. I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were being serious. You're really not into the whole Christmas thing, are you? I'm sorry. I know the holidays aren't the easiest time for everyone. Between stress and family stuff and mental health, it's not always so holly jolly, is it? And when everyone's shoving the Christmas spirit down your throat and insisting that it's the happiest time of the year, well, that only makes it worse. I'm sorry if I made you feel like... Look, you're allowed to not like Christmas. And, fortunately for you, I'm in charge of the music here, so I solemnly swear to not play any Mariah Carey. You have my word. I should start keeping count of how many times I've heard that song this season. So far, I think it's somewhere around 30. I made the mistake of going to the mall last week, and I think it was playing in every single store. It makes me grateful that I work here. Do I like working here? Yeah. Yeah, I like working here. Between the music privileges and the ambiance, the fact that it always smells like coffee cake, I don't have many complaints. Plus, I get the company of nice customers such as yourself. You know, this is the first time we've ever really gotten to speak much. I mean, I've seen you a bazillion times, so I feel like I know you, but now I'm realizing I don't actually know you at all. But I'd like to. No, my boss doesn't mind if I talk to you. I mean, I don't really have much else to do. It's a quiet day. There are only two other customers, and I think they're a little preoccupied. You hadn't noticed them? Look, over to your left. They're on the couch. What do you think? First date? I don't know, look at the way she's blushing and he's fiddling with his hat. They're both nervous. Definitely a first date. It's always fun watching first dates. Yeah, I haven't dated in forever. I need to live vicariously through somebody. You'd be surprised how many first dates I've seen here. You know what? It's a really popular spot, I guess. Probably has something to do with the fireplace, and the comfy seating, and the outstanding customer service, of course. Which reminds me, here. It's a free hot chocolate, specially made for you. I know you already have a drink, but you're nearly finished with it and you're still looking a little cold, so please take the hot chocolate. What, you've got a nice face. Don't tell me no one's ever given you a free drink before. People with nice faces always get free stuff. It's called pretty privilege. Well, yeah, don't worry about it. You don't have to thank me. It's my pleasure. Consider it my Christmas gift to you. I just want to do what I can to make this season a tiny bit more bearable. If you ask me, the holidays are a little overrated. Oh yeah. Stores are crowded. Suddenly everything is eggnog flavored. Hearing the same 10 Christmas songs on loop. Caroling, which, in my opinion, is just obnoxious. And don't even get me started on the marketing of ugly Christmas sweaters. Okay, ugly Christmas sweaters are supposed to be ugly on accident. You're supposed to, like, stumble upon a really ugly Christmas sweater and then wear it ironically. So when stores sell racks and racks of Christmas sweaters that were specifically made to be ugly Christmas sweaters, it totally takes the fun out of it. I do like cold weather, though. Even if it means scraping ice off my windshield. But I love snow. Everything sparkles. Everything looks pretty. I mean, look outside right now. It looks like a Hallmark movie, doesn't it? What? Not a fan of Hallmark movies? You're just full of surprises. Well, okay, I never said I liked them either. But the set design is always pretty. You can't argue with that. I mean, if you just take out all the cliches and most of the plot and like 90% of the dialogue, they're actually really good movies. No, but some Hallmark movies are actually pretty good. I saw a pretty good one the other day. Well, it was about a barista who writes her phone number on the bottom of a cute customer's cup. Sorry, I couldn't think of a better way to tell you. Apart from, hey, look at the bottom of your cup. But, I've been wanting to do that for a while now, and after you stopped coming here so often, I hated myself for not plucking up the courage sooner when I had the chance. So, there it is. I know that Christmas can be both the happiest holiday and the loneliest. So, if it's the latter, and if you ever want to talk, give me a call, okay? Or if you'd rather not talk on the phone, chances are I'll be working, so you know where to find me.